Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the second hour of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with a further selection of jazz, swing and blues music. As usual, my thanks to colleague John Yule for getting the turntable moving for today's musical extravaganza. The time of issue of my first CD this afternoon appeared to be about 1990, but the information notes that although recorded towards the end of 1959, the track I played remained unissued. You might not have been able to name the tune, but many, I'm sure, would have identified Jerry Mulligan and Ben Webster. Along with Jerry and Ben, you heard Jimmy Rolls on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, with Mel Lewis at the drums. It was recorded at the Radio Recorder Studio in Los Angeles either the 3rd of November or the 2nd of December 1959. And the track, which you probably didn't identify, was Blues in B. Quite frequently, especially when presenting new releases, friend John will indicate at what position in the jazz popularity chart the album has reached. Had he been carrying out the same exercise some 75 years ago, the chances are that this next track would have passed through his hands. Thank you. One Sweet Letter From You, played by the Bunk Johnson and his New Orleans band. And I can assure you, strange as it may seem today, that there were legions of fans waiting for releases such as that across America, certainly in the UK and across Europe. Bunk's companions on there, and Bunk played trumpet if you were not aware of him, were Jim Robinson, trombone, George Lewis, clarinet, Alton Purnell, piano, Lawrence Marrero, banjo, Alfied Slowdrag Powergo on bass, with Baby Dodds at the drums, recorded in New York City on the 6th of December 1945. One Sweet Letter From You. In similar vein, my next vocal record, whilst not setting the world on fire itself, was hugely influential in shaping what was to happen in popular music for the rest of the century. We're going to hear from a blues singer called Huddy Leadbetter, probably better known as Leadbelly, who provides the vocal and the guitar accompaniment, incidentally on a 12-string guitar, which was recorded in Hollywood on the 4th of October 1944. And this is his definitive version of the Rock Island Line.
That Rock Island Line train out of New Orleans, coming back this way. That depot agent gonna throw that switchboard over the track. That mean that Rock Island Line train's got to go in a hole. That man don't want to stop that train. He gonna talk to the depot agent with his whistle. And this is what he gonna tell him. I got cows, I got horses, I got hogs, I got sheep, I got goats, I got all livestock. I got all livestock. That depot agent gonna let that train by. When that Rock Island Line train get by, that agent yellman gonna talk back to the depot agent with his whistle, and this is what he gonna tell him. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Now that old Rock Island Line train is getting on down the road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Jesus died to save our sins. Glory to God, we're going to meet him again. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right and I may be wrong. Do you want to miss me when I'm gone? On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. Cats in the cupboard, but they don't say me. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Along with Huddy Leadbetter there, we heard Paul Mason playing a very unusual instrument as far as jazz blues are concerned. He was playing the zither. Well, had my colleague highlighted those discs all those years ago, I'm pretty sure that he possibly would not own up to them than the fact that he'd played them today. We'll never know. And now for something completely different, as they say. To my mind, you can almost hear Thelonious Monk's mind working out what notes and chords to play next on his solo version for Columbia Records of Don't Blame Me. His solo version shows Monk's really amazing uniqueness brilliantly. And I have to say, this is one of my favourite Monk performances. So, here we have Don't Blame Me, Thelonious Monk at the piano, recorded in New York City on the 27th of February, 1963.
Thank you.
Jazz musician who kept in touch with the musical developments in jazz over the years was Buddy Rich. I have always been impressed when reading or hearing Buddy Rich's pronouncements on the jazz scene, that although you quickly form the opinion that Buddy did not suffer fools gladly, he nevertheless had great admiration and respect for the main men in our music. Frequently, he was happy to play a purely supportive role when accompanying these masters. During the 1950s, Buddy Rich did not have any permanent connections. But I find this studio session, a tribute to Count Basie, a worthwhile reminder of the Buddy Rich philosophy. A swinging jazz drummer. The track, the piece is Jump for Joy, and the name of the studio group at the time was Buddy Rich and his orchestra. His sidemen were Conrad Gozzo, Pete Candoli and Harry Edison trumpets, Frank Rossellino and Bob Evenelson on trombones, and Bob also plays tenor on this track. Bob Cooper was the main tenor man, Buddy Collette, tenor, baritone and flute, Jimmy Rolls, again, piano, Joe Mondragon, bass, Bill Pittman, guitar, and Buddy Rich on the drums. Recorded in Los Angeles, the 18th, 25th, of August, not sure of the exact date, 1956. The album that this appeared on was This One's for Basie. Jump for Me. Thank you. Another excellent Marty Paich arrangement on that track, and I'm sure that Count Basie would have been pleased had he heard the result of that session. For my second piano record, a British keyboard man who has been a backbone of the UK jazz world for some years. His admiration for the work of Bill Evans comes through quite clearly on this version of My Funny Valentine. It's played by John Haller with Phil Lee on guitar. It was recorded in 1993, but I'm not sure of the location. But that's not really important, I don't think. My Funny Valentine. Thank you. I suppose it's the wrong time of the year to play My Funny Valentine, but I guess I'm just an old romantic at heart. That was John Haller. Mike Coates here with the second hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And from one piano player into our third pianist, but with a friend who's quite famous. The two main men are Ray Bryant on piano and Ray Brown on bass, and the album that this is taken from is called, not particularly imaginatively, Ray Bryant Meets Ray Brown. The drummer on here is Lewis Nash, and the recording was made between the 23rd and 26th of November 1994. I guess the name of the piece they play pretty well sums up the point at which jazz history would place this performance. The name of the track, Smack Dab in the Middle. tune from the Great American Songbook now. Day In, Day Out by Rube Bloom. And the lyric was by Johnny Mercer. Paul Whiteman recorded the song in 1927. But the leader on my performing group here is drummer Stan Levy. Incidentally, he and the pianist on the group are not related. I don't think there will be much difficulty in recognising the names of the other sidemen, who are Conti Condoli trumpet, Frank Rossellino trombone, Dexter Gordon tenor, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Venega bass, and Stan Levy drums. Recorded in Los Angeles between the 27th and 28th of September. And the name of the album, not that Stan Levy had too many albums under his name, was This Time the Dream's on Me. Here is Day In, Day Out. Thank you. day in, day out. Once again, tempus fugit, and of course, end of show time for today. I do hope that you have enjoyed the music from my colleague John and myself, that's Mike Coates, and we'd like to thank you for listening to the programme today. We also hope that you can join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for some further selections from the world of jazz. You must, as regular listeners at any rate, have kind of worked out the kind of music we quite like to present on the show. And if at any time you feel you would like to make suggestions, you can always contact us on our website, which you will find under Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we'll be pleased to hear from you. Actually, toiling at the coalface is quite, well, you can imagine it's 2 hours of in-depth, intense, nerve-wracking activity. And as a consequence of that, this weekend, for a change, we are going to join Herbie Mann in the Herbie Mann Sextet in Trinidad. Herbie Mann, the flute, and we hope we can see here. We hope you can be with us next week.